Today at a news conference, Clinton administration officials spelled out how the federal government will fight against initiatives in California and Arizona that allow doctors to prescribe marijuana. The Arizona initiative went even further, permitting doctors to prescribe LSD and heroin for medical purposes. NPR's Joe Palca has details.
In last month's election, voters in California and Arizona passed initiatives that were designed to make marijuana available to patients who could demonstrate a medical need. Backers of the initiatives argued that there were some medical conditions for which marijuana was uniquely effective. But the Clinton administration has taken the position that the federal government, not the states, is responsible for deciding what drugs doctors can legally prescribe. The Drug Enforcement Agency classifies marijuana as a so-called Schedule I drug, a drug with a high potential for abuse that has no accepted medical uses. Attorney General Janet Reno says federal laws apply regardless of the California and Arizona initiatives.
U.S. attorneys in both states will continue to review cases for prosecution, and DEA officials will review cases, as they have, to determine whether to revoke the registration of any physician who recommends or prescribes so-called Schedule I controlled substances. We will not turn a blind eye toward our responsibility to enforce federal law.
The Clinton administration will also push hard to enforce drug-free workplace laws already on the books. The reason for the tough attitude, according to Secretary of Health and Human Services Donna Shalala, is that drug abuse continues to be a major problem in this country. The California and Arizona initiatives send the wrong message to teenagers, suggesting that marijuana might not be harmful and may even be good for you. That, says Shalala, is just plain wrong.
All available research has concluded that marijuana is dangerous to our health. Marijuana harms the brain, the heart, the lungs, and our immune system. Marijuana limits learning and memory perception and judgment and our ability to drive a car. And marijuana smoke typically contains over 400 compounds, some of which are carcinogenic.
But some researchers would dispute Shalala's claim that all research shows that marijuana is dangerous. Lester Grinspoon, a psychiatrist at Harvard Medical School who has written extensively about marijuana and other controlled substances, says he originally thought that marijuana was harmful, but changed his mind after 3 years of carefully considering the available evidence.
I concluded that while marijuana was not harmless, it was much less harmful than either alcohol or tobacco.
Grinspoon says his investigation showed that smoking marijuana did work against certain medical conditions. It slows the life-threatening weight loss in some AIDS patients and prevents the acute nausea associated with some cancer drugs. And Grinspoon says there are reports that marijuana may help with other ailments, including severe itching, glaucoma, chronic pain, and muscle spasms. Grinspoon admits there hasn't been a lot of research on any of these potential uses, but says doctors can learn enough about marijuana to make informed decisions about prescribing it.
Doctors are learning about marijuana from their patients. A patient with multiple sclerosis tell his doctor that, I've been using the dantrolene and the baclofen and the large doses of Valium that you have prescribed for my muscle spasm. It doesn't work very well, and the Valium zonks me out. But recently I learned that if I smoke marijuana, not very much of it, several times a day, I can almost completely eliminate this muscle spasm, and it also helps me to control my bladder.
Grinspoon says the California and Arizona initiatives show the government needs to make an accommodation to people who can benefit from marijuana. Judging by today's tough stand from administration officials, that accommodation appears to be a long ways off. This is Joe Palca in Washington.